and KFNS.com.
Thanks for listening to Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and KFNS.com. And now, back to the man who never talks with food in his mouth, David Craig.
And good morning. We're broadcasting from the Soulard Chili Festival, right here across from Soulard Farmers Market. Congratulations to Robin Liebler of Melville and Tom Nash of St. Peter's, both of whom will get that spectacular cookbook called Hungry Girl to the Max from Lisa Lillian. Hey, and good news, it's clearing up. It was overcast when I got down here at 10 o'clock. It's clearing up. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day for the Soulard Chili Festival. And joining me here at our KFNS booth is Dan Kottman from Schlafly. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me down. It's great.
Okay, now we're in the shadow of the world's largest brewery, and you're the guy who heads up St. Louis's, I guess, largest locally owned brewery, the St. Louis Brewery, a.k.a. Schlafly. So
that's correct.
So you guys are cooking.
Well, we're enjoying the sort of resurgence of independent brewing in St. Louis. All these new breweries opening. You know, after 21 years of being on our own, it's nice to have friends.
Well, you guys were the groundbreakers, and you kind of burst through here locally, and you did it so well. And now you mentioned all these others, and they all say nice things about you. It's very interesting. Yeah, there's competition, but
well, we all get along. And
well, that's good.
Yeah. We definitely believe that the more the merrier. That's my belief, and that's been our belief since the beginning. So when we started, there was one brewer. There was just Anheuser-Busch.
Right.
And there was a great loyalty to Anheuser-Busch, which was well-deserved. We started by saying, okay, we'll make the traditional European beer styles that Anheuser-Busch doesn't make. And it's gone from there. Now we produce a lot of innovative beer styles, and now we're joined by so many other brewers. I think we're up to 20 breweries now within 75 miles of St. Louis. So what we're doing is sort of rebuilding an industry. And
well, now, Schlafly in particular, you guys have started doing a lot more advertising in the last couple of years.
A little bit more, yeah.
What is the message that that Schlafly would like to get out to the beer drinker of St. Louis?
I think it hasn't changed. We're just trying to reach a few more people and say,
okay,
this is what we do. You know, these are the traditional European beer styles like English style pale ale, Kolsch, Hefeweizen, oatmeal stout, now Oktoberfest. But we're also brewing innovative beer styles now, pumpkin ale, raspberry coffee stout. You know, all these really interesting beer styles.
Did you say raspberry coffee style?
Yeah, coffee stout, raspberry coffee stout. I mean, it has become, we're not burdened by the history of brewing. We're saying, yes, we respect the history, both here in St. Louis and in Europe. We want to bring those beer styles to life here locally, but we're not afraid to experiment, innovate, and have some fun. We've got a lot of younger brewers now. One of the nice things, one of the greatest things about our growth over the past 4 years has been the ability to bring in younger people to complement the crew of brewers that have led Schlafly Beer for 20 years. So it's
now,
great.
If somebody who was listening a second ago when you said raspberry coffee stout, their ears perked up. Is that available now?
Yeah, it's a beer that we collaborate on with Culinaria, and so it's available at Culinaria and selected Schnucks stores.
Okay, and in bottles.
Yeah, it happened when Culinaria opened that grocery store
downtown.
That was
you
know, that felt like a repeat of what we'd done in 91. You know, that was the first new grocery store to open downtown. They came to us and excuse me, we started talking about beer.
Mm-hmm.
And we came up with a number of styles that we thought we could collaborate on.
Well, now,
the rest is history.
Now, I remember reading Tom Schlafly's book, and I can't remember. It was something about Mecca. What was it called?
New Religion in Mecca.
Now, do y'all still sell that at the at the Bottle Works?
Okay. Yeah.
And his recollection that at the tap room, I guess the first time that AB people came in, and there was a group of them came in, you guys said, yeah, I guess we are something, you know. We have arrived now that the AB people are kind of coming by and acknowledging our existence.
It took a little while, but I think they now, once they understood what we wanted to accomplish, which is different from what their mission is.
Oh, sure.
I mean, it's just, we both make beer, but we're not in the same business.
And they've embraced some of the things that you kind of guys kind of brought to light. And so, yeah. It's...
Yeah, I mean, one of the challenges for independent brewers now is that the major brewers, the multinational brewers like Anheuser-Busch InBev, Saab Miller, they want to sort of do some of what we're doing and apply their very talented skills at both not just brewing but selling and distribution. And that's going to be a challenge for independent brewers, getting shelf space, getting tap space. They're tough competitors, so that's a challenge.
Now, I was told that you all said, that Schlafly said, we're not going to go beyond like a 300-mile radius
right.
of St. Louis, that we're going to just focus on the region.
Right. We sell 300 miles from St. Louis and not Chicago. I came from a brewery in London that sold all its beer in London, and we started selling in other parts of the world, and it worked, but it wasn't the same. And so we decided that really this is our home. Beer is perishable. It's mm-hmm. it's heavy. And if you look at what the multinational brewers do, the InBevs, the AB InBevs of the world, they don't ship beer very far. You know, they have international brands, but they produce the beer regionally.
Well, and it's kind of nice to go to a town like I went to Birmingham in August, and I went to a pizza place that had craft beer. I'd never heard of any of the brands,
right.
and they were all from within the state and within
right.
the neighborhood there.
And that is a piece of what's going on in St. Louis. So when we talk about Schlafly and we talk about other breweries that are starting, we make St. Louis unique. So in a world where everything is so homogenized, you know, I was at a festival in Boston a couple of years ago, and people came up to the table and they had a taste of Schlafly Pale Ale, and they said, this is great English style pale ale. Where can I get this? And I said, in St. Louis. And they said, no, where can I get it in Boston? And I said, you can't get it in Boston. You have to come to St. Louis. And I don't think we do enough of that. I think as a community, both from a food standpoint and a brewing standpoint, we tend to think that everything that's new is going on the East and West Coast.
Yep.
And the media, the greater food media in the country sort of reinforces that all the time by writing about what's going on in San Francisco and L.A. and New York. And the reason is because that's where the writers are. That's where they are.
And there's so many people out
exactly.
there. And we got a bunch of folks in St. Louis, but it's only about 2.5 million
right.
as opposed to all of those people
right.
in the megalopolis.
But I think we tend to forget that what we have going on here
yep.
is actually as or more unique and as or more, you know, innovative. And so what I find is now people coming to St. Louis to sort of see what's here, because then they want to take that back. Then they go back to the East and West Coast and claim it's new.
Okay. Now, I want you to put on your other hat
okay.
as a representative of St. Louis Originals. First,
right.
let me reset the show here for folks who are maybe just scanning through the AM dial, and it's like, wait a minute, they're talking about Schlafly beer. This is our weekly show called Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS. And I'm David Craig, and this is Dan Kopman of the St. Louis Brewery, Schlafly. And you're also, you said you're the president-to-be of the St. Louis Originals.
Yeah, that's an interesting development. But what we're trying to do with food in St. Louis, and the Originals represent this, and the Convention and Visitors Commission is digging deeper into the food world here, we're trying to create a common theme, common message for food from St. Louis, no matter what the style, the variety. And so the Originals group, which was the original founding of this was a national organization of independent restaurants, and they had local chapters. That was started locally and was very successful. People like Bill Cardwell, the folks from Annie Guns, all these folks were involved. Then the national organization fell apart. And a group of us locally said, supporting independent restaurants here in St. Louis is too important to just let this thing fall apart. So with the leadership of people like Paul Hamilton at 1111 and Bethany Buddy at Squires,
Dave Bailey, Rich LaRusso. I mean, the names that you talk about every weekend on your show. These folks got together and said, no, we're not going to let this thing just go away. And, you know, we said, yeah, we'll try and help at Schlafly Beer and do what we can. And so the, you know, now we have this group. It's 30 strong. We hope to grow, you know, add in more and more independent restaurants into the group. It's based on a rewards program. There's a rewards program that goes with it, so customers can get a rewards card and sort of earn points the way they do, and then use those points at those restaurants.
Well, now, people who go to these independent restaurants, they can join for free, right?
Yes.
You join, and you get your card, and you scan it every time you go to any of those places you mentioned and some of the others that are on the list.
It's a very simple concept, and you're attempting to level the playing field between independent restaurants and chains. And you know that in a community like St. Louis, and we as a brewer, you know, we have to embrace all of it. You know, the chains are important, but so are the independents.
Mm-hmm.
And the independents help give St. Louis that unique flavor, and that's what's really critical about independents.
Now, if somebody's listening who maybe runs a restaurant, an independent restaurant, and they say, you know, we thought about joining in the past, but maybe we'd like to talk to you again. Whom should they call?
Well, they can call Bethany Buddy at Squires. They can call myself, you know, Dan at, you know, phone Schlafly Beer, ask for Dan. For some reason, I'm still, I think, there's a couple of other Dans, but I'm one of the few. And, you know, don't ask for Scott, because we got lots of Scotts. But, you know, I'm more than happy to talk to folks about it. We try and keep it pretty simple, but then once a year, we have a big frenzy, big food frenzy, and that's what we're going to have in November. So.
It's on Sunday night, November 4th, over at Monarch.
Yep, their new event space.
Now evolved into an event space.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Kind of explain, if listeners want to participate, what they should do and how much it costs and all the details.
Well, you can go to any of the member restaurants, or you can go to the website, which is STL Original, I believe. And you buy the tickets through Brown Paper Tickets. So you can either get the tickets over the website, or you can get the tickets at a member restaurant. So anywhere from Mike Shannon's to Harvest to Scottish Arms to Rooster to Bridge, you know, all of
you
these.
You can go through the whole list there.
Yeah, I mean, all of these are member restaurants. LaRusso's, Square One, Sunset 44, Three Kings, Herbie's, Cafe Provençal, all the companion locations, and Schlafly Bottle Works and the Schlafly Tap Room as well.
And it's $75.
It's $75. Starve yourself during the day. There is going to be so much food, and we don't want to take any of it back.
That's what I'm told, is that there is a lot of wonderful things to sample.
No leftovers. And it's just amazing what you know, Nick Miller at Harvest is going to bring duck cassoulet. I mean, who brings duck cassoulet to an event like this? So, you know, there's going to be, you know, Shaved Duck's going to do some more duck. Scottish Arms is doing a shoulder of Berkshire, you know, beef. Rooster is doing some really cool bacon jam and cheddar mini crepe things. And then, you know, all in all, you know, Squires is doing some beef brisket. Paul Hamilton at 1111 is pulling out the wild boar. So Escargot from Vindicet. You know, Rich LaRusso is going to do some tortellini. So it's going to be, the tap room's going to, not only, you know, Schlafly Tap Room and Bottle Works, we're going to not only provide beer, and I think there'll be beer from other local breweries, plus a lot of wine. It'll be a food frenzy, and we're going to bring some sticky toffee pudding from the tap room, which is always a sort of favorite.
Oh, well, you just made me very, very hungry. I'm glad we're at a place that's got a lot of food. We're here at the Soulard Chili Festival, which we'll talk a little bit more about that in a second as we get toward the end of our segment coming up here on Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS. And I know people who have had Schlafly beer, and they've purchased it at beer and wine shops, at grocery stores, maybe had it on tap at restaurants. I don't know, does everybody know that you all have food at the tap room and that you have food at the Bottle Works in Maplewood?
Yeah, I think people do. I mean, when we started in 1991, I moved back from England, and we looked at the landscape, and there really wasn't much interest in a new beer in St. Louis. Honestly, the retail community was not looking for something new. And so we wanted to introduce consumers to new beer styles,
mm-hmm.
and we decided that we had to do it in a sort of safe environment, create this kind of pub, essentially, where people could come and try beer styles that they weren't familiar with. And we essentially forced them to do it. You know, they'd walk in and say, I'll have two light lagers, otherwise known as two Bud Lights. And
yes.
We'd say, we don't have that. And they'd either leave or they'd stay. And if they stayed, they had to try something they were unfamiliar with. And we wanted to pair those foods with traditional those beers with traditional European foods. And that's why it's fish and fries and mussels and fries. It's all those things that if you were to travel the great European beer countries, you'd find those foods. That was always the mission. And we're fortunate today to have Andy White, who leads that restaurant.
Well, I'll say y'all also have decent burgers as well. So
yeah. And Bottleworks is very different. That, you know, as we've been here for years, we met so many local food producers. And when we opened the brewery in Maplewood, we wanted to support them. So it's sort of all things local. And then we have our own garden there where we grow vegetables throughout the year now. And so, for the food frenzy at Monarch, we're going to do something, a vegetarian item, out of the garden.
And by the way, is the farmer's market done for 2012? Are there any more to come?
The outdoor market, I believe, ended, yes, at the end of October.
I did see him setting up just the other day. Yeah,
yeah, there was last Wednesday. There could be one more Wednesday. Check the website, schlafly.com, for information on that. But then we go to the winter market. And that is at least once a month. We go indoors.
Oh, okay.
And we may actually use the new pavilion for that that we built on the beer garden at Bottleworks. So we'll see.
Well, every time I step in, it seems like, you know, you've done something different to that building.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of remodeled your dining room, and it worked really well. I mean, it looks really nice. Hey, I think they're going to give us the winners' names here. We're
Excellent.
Doing the Soulard. Hey, Teresa, do they have the winners of our judges here? We have a couple of seconds left before we wrap up our show on 590 The Fan. Dan, if you want to give the website again for folks to order tickets.
Yeah,
to
tickets for the Food Frenzy from 5 to 8 p.m. at Monarch on the 4th. You can get those at stlouisoriginals.com, and that's spelled out stlouisoriginals.com.
Hey, thank you. I'm going to run through the list of our winners here. We're at the Soulard Chili Festival. Congratulations to Pointer's Market, first prize, best chili at today's festival. The judges said that the smoky brisket and aroma set this one apart from the field of 16 chilies. Second place to 1860s Saloon and Hard Shell Cafe, chili by Chef Darren Gullickson. Oh yeah, I gotta try some of that. Third place went to Soulard Sweet Treats with its tomatoey chili recipe by owner Luann Denton. Thank you to everybody for coming out and supporting Lift for Life Academy, a challenging and supportive learning community where each student is valued and empowered to maximize their full potential as students, citizens, and productive members of society. The chili's good. Dan,
yes.
Thanks for stopping
thanks
by.
Thanks very much.
Our show's done just about for today.
Yep.
No show next week. It's an early kickoff for the Illini. So we'll see you back November 3rd on Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan. KFNS. Thank you for listening. Go Cards!